Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, this is something that you're either going to find absolutely very exciting to talk about or disgusting at the same time. You might see those videos online where there's someone with a huge pimple on their face and the camera zooms in on it as the person squeezes it until it pops. So people who like to watch these videos, my mum, are called papaholics. And Audrey from the team here admitted to us yesterday that she is one such papaholic. What are we talking about here?
So these videos, Stephen, I'm delighted to actually be on air and admit my problem because it is a really disgusting habit, but it's kind of becoming more mainstream now because these videos are being posted on BuzzFeed and we were watching a really disgusting video in the office yesterday on her.
I saw this huge reaction going on outside in the control room. I was like, what is going on right now? I was like, there's something huge. I was like, some celebrity has died. Something's happened.
And it was a particularly disgusting video. So they're a little bit hardcore. So it was this guy who had a giant spot on the back of his neck he let it fester for 20 years for some reason. And he decided one day to start squeezing it. So a little bit came out, a little bit of white gunk popped, and then nothing, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then this giant white spurt of gunk came out.
Sound effects right now. So 20 years I've got a spot, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to get my camera out.
Absolutely. So it's a whole kind of craze online, and it's not just myself and a few others. There are millions upon millions of people who are watching these videos. And it's basically a close-up of a spot, and there are amateur ones where people are just squeezing them with their fingers, but there are professional ones as well. There's this dermatologist in particular who has gotten, I think, 100 million views on her YouTube.
See, that's it. People don't like think about that. They're like, 100 million views? That's like close to, let's say, $100,000 in terms
insane.
Of when you monetize it and all that sort
it's
of stuff.
Absolutely insane. Now, her name is Dr. Sandra Lee, and she posts up a whole variety of videos. So if you want to see a giant blackhead being taken out of someone's ear, you can. If you want to see cystic acne being squeezed on an old lady's back, you can. There's every sort of spot squeezing thing up there. So she's the go-to person. She's called the Pimple Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper decided
to sort of, you know, make money out of it.
Yeah.
So she decided that she'd allow people to get professional extractions done for free in exchange for them allowing her to video them and put them up online.
Oh, wow.
And she's created little mini celebrities herself. So there's one guy in particular called Mr. Wilson, who's a bit of a minor internet celebrity. And he has this giant blackhead filled nose. It's absolutely disgusting. He has this condition where he gets rid of his blackheads one day and they come back like three days later.
God.
So he's kind of like absolute pimple popping gold.
She saw him and she went, I'm rich.
There's money in Mr. Wilson. And people absolutely love him and they leave fantastic comments. They're like, hang in there, Mr. Wilson, because these sort of pimple extractions are really, really painful.
Yeah.
So I went for my own first facial last Friday just.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was weird being the person that you'd see in the video, like being the other side of it and actually feeling the pain of it feeling the gunk come out of your face. And
what was
it's not
like?
Pleasant. You think like at home when you just have a little squeeze, sneaky squeeze, like it's just a little pop, it's really gentle. But it's like someone has a vice grips on your nose. So it was blackheads around my nose. And it's like someone has a vice grips and is applying quite a lot of pressure.
So they can't like just freeze them off or anything like that?
No, Dr. Sandra, sometimes she uses giant needles with numbing gels, but I was just like cheapy facial, so it wasn't as fancy as that. But afterwards, I really wanted to see all the gunk on my face.
Why?
I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Okay.
But I didn't ask because I didn't want to kind of embarrass myself. And also, I wasn't sure if I saw all the gunk would it kind of put me off these kind of videos, because it's different when it's you yourself.
When it's you yourself, true,
it's a different
very
kettle
true.
Of fish.
So,
yeah.
What do you think it is that people really like these videos? What is it about them that attracts people?
Well, there are a few reasons. Me, myself, I kind of watch it for the build up and then kind of like the satisfaction.
It's like a drop in a great EDM song.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Absolutely. So you're watching it and there's usually not much, you know, music in the background or backing track or anything like that. So it's really silent. And you just see the fingers kind of coming in around the spot. And it's really quiet. And then you see the pressure building up. And you don't want to blink because it just takes a split second for the pop to happen. So that's where the term popaholics comes from. comes from.
From the pop.
That little pop. And it's not like an audible thing. It's just where the white gunk comes out.
Oh my
and
God.
That's what we live for. Like, that's what we love.
So if people were to want to, if people are listening to this right now and they're thinking, that sounds like something that I'd be interested in watching. Yeah. Where would they find these videos?
So as I said, Dr. Sandra is a good go-to person. But if you just go onto YouTube and Google disgusting blackhead extraction.
I love the way you admit that it is disgusting.
It's disgusting, but it makes me feel calm when I watch them. But I only watch them when I'm in the full of my health. Like if I'm delicate after a night out, the first thing I don't go to is, you know, squeeze spot videos.
Do you ever like have friends over? Like instead of, you know, like, oh, we rent a movie or we, you know, go on Netflix. You're like, oh, we just sit down on the couch and watch some spots.
I would love to hook it up to the TV. A group spot squeeze and set. But where it kind of comes from, Stephen, as well, is that I have acne myself. But I cover it up with makeup and all that. Mm-hmm. But a few years ago, I had really bad acne and I wanted to squeeze it myself. Yeah. But squeezing it yourself is such a bad idea because obviously conditions at home aren't sterile. You haven't the right tools.
And a lot of the time they can scar, can't they?
They can scar as well.
Pop them and stuff, yeah.
Absolutely, because you think, oh, I'll just go a little bit more, a little bit more. And then you end up with scars for, you know, months or even years. So I was kind of stuck between wanting to squeeze the spots, but also knowing that it was going to do longer term damage and spread the infection around my face even more. So these videos were kind of a way of like just I don't know
of releasing getting a release
of releasing. It sounds really really weird. And around that time as well, I started downloading these apps, so you can download spot squeezing games on your phone. So there's a big cartoon face on your phone and you just kind of pinch the spot and then
and that kind of releases the tension that you want to get out from.
But it's not the same because it's not a real human. It's a cartoon, so it's not the same.
Are you the type of person, because my mom is like this, like she would literally come up to me and be like, when I was younger, she would just out of nowhere just start pinching my nose and be like trying to get the black out. I'm like, get off me.
I would love to do that, but you kind of have to rein it in real life, especially
well,
if you're
in
a work meeting.
Ask permission. You have to actually say to someone, please, can I, do you know you have a blackhead? Can I get rid of it?
People who I'm close to let me do it, but not every day. Like,
and you wouldn't do it without their permission?
No, I wouldn't just
you hear that,
Mom?
Seriously. And maybe this is her outlet now, because I know I saw her watching one of these videos once before, but maybe she's watching them in private. I know my dad watches Les Mis in private. That's his like thing.
That kind
so
of
we walk
thing.
In him all the time like he's watching some sort of dirty video.
But it's becoming bigger and bigger
so
now.
This is what my
so it's okay. And it's on national radio now, so it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's talk about it. We're talking about it. 51552, do you watch these? Are you a papaholic? Is it something that you maybe listening to this are thinking, I am going to get straight on that? That sounds like me.
I recommend it. It's very calming. And I'm a very calm person. So
you are a very calm person. You're a calming person completely. Audrey, thank you so much for letting us know your deepest, darkest secrets.
Thank you, Stephen.